Northeast Iowa is known for the big, scenic hills that dot the Mississippi River Valley and beyond. As we heard yesterday, many of those hills contain sandstone, which can be used in hydraulic fracturing for oil and gas. But some residents are concerned that more sand mining would harm the area's environment. Traditional sand mines and rock quarries are nothing new in Clayton County. Beth Reagan handles permitting for Pattison Sand Company and sometimes serves as a spokeswoman. Sitting behind a desk in the brown single-story house that serves as the company's office, Reagan ticks through a brief history of mining here.
How about for foundries as coring sand, sand for plaster and houses, marble cutting, polishing of marble.
More recently, starting in the 1980s, the mines were used to store fertilizer and grain. But in 2007, as hydraulic fracturing took off, the sand became much more valuable. This isn't just any sand. It's silica sand from a rock layer called the St. Peter Sandstone. Up a hill or two from the Pattison office, a short truck ride away, Reagan points out the rock in the side of a massive hill.
The sandstone is white. It's weathered a bit out here, so and it could be damp from some of the groundwater seeping out above it.
The small, hard, rounded grains are well suited for holding open tiny holes in underground rock, allowing oil and gas to flow out. Pattison Sand in Clayton County appears to be the only company currently mining for frack sand in Iowa, but experts say Allamakee and Winnesheek counties could also be ripe for this type of mining. Bob Libra is the state geologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources.
It really comes down to two layers of sandstone rock that we call the St. Peter and Jordan sandstones. Those cover a lot of the state, but they're very deep most places. In the far northeast corner of the state, however, those rocks stick out of the ground. They're the first rock you run into.
Thanks to these deposits, Pattison now employs about 175 people. No small thing in this area dotted with tiny towns. But about 25 minutes north in the town of McGregor, the mining company hasn't been well received.
We would lay in our back bedrooms and you could just feel the rumble of the trucks.
That's Linda Bakey. She owns two old brick buildings in McGregor, where she lives and also runs a clothing business. Bakey says last summer she'd sometimes count more than a dozen trucks an hour, and most, she believes, were carrying sand from Pattison Mine.
It was a constant rumbling, day and night, to the point where the dust it rose was just horrendous. You couldn't have your windows open. We couldn't have any doors open.
After an outcry from the town, including the mayor, Pattison eventually stopped running trucks through McGregor. But the concern doesn't stop there. Not far away across the Mississippi River is Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. Pattison's trucks deliver sand here, where it's transferred to rail cars, much to the distress of some of the residents of the neighborhood.
And right now, they're real quiet. But then they'll start about 10 o'clock at night.
That's Norma Lochner. She and her husband, Don, raised 12 children in their modest brick home just across the road from the loading area. Norma's 89. Don is 92.
And then they get really noisy. And I don't know whether it's deliberate, you know, just trying to be
nasty. Why does they work from 10 o'clock at night until 5 o'clock in the morning through the night hours and then shut down all day long? That doesn't make any sense at all, you know?
The Lochners and some of their neighbors have complained about sand trucks running throughout the night, lights ablaze, stirring up dust. Officials with the city of Prairie du Chien say they have little jurisdiction over what happens on the railroad. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently sent Pattison a letter of noncompliance for air quality violations. In a written response last week, Pattison argues that much of the alleged dust is actually steam. Beth Reagan says Pattison is sensitive to the residents' concerns, but that the company needs to load 24 hours a day to satisfy its customers, and she says they're following the law.
Our concern is that we operate within state, federal, and local regulations. You know, that's our job here, is to operate appropriately, and what other counties or communities decide is certainly beyond our control.
Other counties are taking steps to prevent more businesses like Pattison from setting up shop. Last month, Alamakee County approved an 18-month ban on new frac sand mines. Activists in nearby Winnesheek County are pushing for a similar moratorium to give officials time to consider whether more local regulations are needed. The Board of Supervisors heard testimony on the issue during a public meeting yesterday. I'm Sarah McCammon, Iowa Public Radio News.